I like that. What is that?
Hi. Nice.
Yes, yes, yes. One time for my wife, Tanisha, she got this for me.
Oh, okay. The wife. Put it in the game. That's kind of, listen.
Oh, okay. Put it in the game.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, this is a,
and that's the original Heat logo,
you
right?
You could sand your nails down.
Ferrari. Oh, it's personalized.
Huh? Yeah, I put it over there, right? Is that camera? Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
Nice.
And it's spelled right.
I like it. Good job. Good job, wife.
Number one.
She put him in the game.
When we were dating, she surprised me with this. I still have this. This is older than...
It's got sentimental value.
Both of my kids with her.
Wow.
Really?
My six-year-old who's going to be seven, this is older than her. Yeah.
So you're not a bandwagon Heat fan?
Definitely not.
That's the good news.
Not with this Miami Heat tattoo.
Yeah. Yeah, I got one too.
Yeah.
So speaking of Florida... Aren't you on the radio now?
Yeah. 95.7 The Beat in Tampa.
Not Miami, but Tampa.
I'm going.
Not Miami, but Tampa.
Tampa.
It's gonna be hard to get.
We love Tampa.
They deep down there.
Tampa.
But Tampa, hopefully Orlando.
Tampa's a great market.
Yeah.
Really great market.
Tampa's a great market. That I-4 corridor.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you want to win the presidency, if you want to win the popularity, if you want to win anything. You gotta win over the I-4 corridor.
My next seed I want to plant will be Orlando. I want to get Tampa, Orlando. I'm nice. Down there often anyway.
30 yeah. minutes apart.
My dad's in Tampa,
apart.
And then my wife loves Orlando. So.
Awesome.
Disney my mom's World. In West Palm.
Your wife loves Orlando. I wish I loved Orlando.
My wife loves Florida.
Okay.
She loves to go to
like
the beach.
I like Maitland, but Clearwater.
So Clearwater.
Saint
so
Pete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she likes Orlando because of good shopping over there.
Yeah,
outlet malls
and everything else. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And Disney World, man, I love Disney World.
Disney World, yeah, you know we got
Epcot
the
and all the stuff for the kids. Orlando is a family city. That's probably why
it
you
is.
Don't like
That's
it.
That's probably why I don't like it. Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking at you.
She's
like,
very bah humbug. Wendy's like favorite aunt that'll
she's
come
like
over
me
and drop
Christmas.
The coolest gifts off, but
and leave.
That's it. I'm y'all.
And I won't get mad when you do that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Because you know I love you.
No. That's okay.
It's just who I am. Just
I'm glad you're back home. I think it further...
Long time coming because I tried to get a job at that particular radio station. I didn't get hired.
This is what I'm saying.
And
I
then
think
I
it
moved,
further cements
it made
the path
me move
that you've
to
taken
Atlanta.
In the music industry.
So
you're now on the
leverage,
radio back home.
Let's talk about leverage because this is leverage. Like you tried to get a job there, but you didn't have any power or leverage.
I didn't have any
and
leverage.
Now
I moved to Atlanta.
You're a jock in Atlanta that extremely matters, and you're coming back into Tampa as a superstar.
That was part of the situation when I came back to iHeart. I said, hey,
kudos.
I know this means nothing to you, but if I come to iHeart on the radio in Atlanta, I need to get on the radio in Tampa and Orlando.
Yeah.
I love it.
That was part of what I wanted.
I love it.
So we're working on Orlando now.
I love it.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Yeah, for real, for real. Yeah. I love Tampa.
So
I think
and more to
city.
Come, by the way.
Tampa's an amazing city. Syndication?
Format Center. There's one thing I've learned about iHeart. It's called
love
Format
this.
Center, which is dope. That means now that I'm entered in the Format Center, I will be requested to be on the radio in Jacksonville. I think I sent you the list, Wendy. Jacksonville, Memphis.
You did.
Nashville,
I swallowed it whole.
Detroit.
Milwaukee.
Yeah. Atlanta, of course.
I was watching something over the weekend.
Did you say Macon?
Yes. Tampa, Orlando.
I was watching something over the weekend, and they were talking about Tom Joyner flying every day. From Dallas to Chicago. He was doing morning radio in Dallas and then do afternoon radio
look,
in Chicago 5 days
Greg
a week
Street used
for
to
two
do that.
Years.
Greg Street
Dallas
used to
Atlanta,
do
remember?
Dallas and Atlanta. Yes. But now it's so easy.
You can do it from
Flip
your
a switch.
House. Yes.
I do it. I literally was on the radio in Tampa in my basement in Conyers, Georgia.
I love that.
I love it. Yeah.
I love Amen. That.
Like,
I love
that's
that.
Crazy.
Technology is with us.
Because before I would have had to have driven down or flew down to Tampa to broadcast live.
Correct.
Even further proof that music is a division of technology.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But I will say it was a dope experience because
music and tech. Music
my
and
dad
tech.
Was supposed to listen to me, but then he came up here. So he was up here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, one time for my dad, he turned 72.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Yeah, happy
That's
birthday.
That's a milestone. 72.
Yeah. Big 72.
And he just retired, didn't he?
Yeah, he just retired.
That's
so
awesome.
He's moving and grooving. He's chilling. He ain't
I love
doing
it.
Too much. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Spends time with the grandbabies.
Spend time with the grandbabies. So
that's what it's about.
Good time, man.
Spending the golden years where it matters. Yeah.
You have the best family stories too.
But that's why I said we're going to
yeah that video.
Europe
did you see the video?
Week.
Did you see the video when they had the drunk family member?
Yes.
Oh my god,
it
that was
fell
awesome.
Down the hill.
Yes, that
yes.
was great. We're not supposed to talk about that on camera. We were
it's
supposed
okay.
to see
it's
that.
Okay.
We saw it.
It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. It was awesome.
My
it was great
Thanksgiving
video.
Was very
best.
Funny.
Yes.
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 That kind of that was our stories. That was our turkey. That
was
video.
My uncle. He already came drunk, got drunker, more drunk.
Of course he did.
He had a great time.
Yeah.
He came. He got. He was. He was already having a good time. He got with family, and he had an even better time.
I have a hill on my backyard. He knocked over my smoker. It was crazy. Yeah,
I love it. Did anybody get hurt?
It was freezing. No,
that's all fun.
I mean, I thought he was hurt, but he was drunk, so he didn't say he
was
hurt.
Yeah, he fell nimbly. You know, when you're drunk, you fall. You don't brace yourself.
So he didn't say he was hurt, so I guess
he was fine.
Yeah, that was great.
It made funny stories for us.
But technology is a thing because, again, you know, a shout out to iHeart because you can literally be on multiple radio stations but be in one central location.
Correct.
So one time for Shay Diddy is her name. She's in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. KMEL.
Yeah. And she's on the
That's
radio
the homie.
In Atlanta.
Big Vaughn.
Yeah.
The homies.
Yeah. So she's on the radio on the East Coast and the West Coast.
I love that.
She does overnights here in Atlanta. So, like, again.
I didn't know Shay Diddy was in Atlanta. That's wild.
She does 12 a.m.
That's what's up.
I could be wrong. I think it's 12 to 6 or 12 to 5:30.
Shout out to B-Sam. B-Sam was Monday one of the speak to those guys.
Yeah.
But I love just, everybody that embraces tech. Like, tech is it. Tech is, my life is so much better. There's about to be a Wendy Day Chat GPT. I'm really excited about it.
I love it.
It's going to answer questions.
My wife didn't had no idea about Chat GPT. And
what?
I was like, baby, what are you talking about?
We There's had a new whole one. Argument gonna share, I'm going to share the new one with you guys.
My wife and I had a whole argument about it. I had to videotape it coming on the news for her to be like, oh, wow, this is something big. I was like, babe, I promise you.
There's a new one. I think one of the founders.
That has to be brand new. I'm like, it's not brand new. It's new.
It's about a year.
I think one of the founders of ChatGPT just did a big speech, and he said that if gone unchecked, there's about a 10% chance that AI within the next 5 to 20 years will eradicate all human life. I just thought
we've seen the movies.
Wow.
If gone unchecked, and you know anything gone unchecked,
iRobot.
I think if I went unchecked, I would take over the world.
That's what I'm saying. I think anything left unchecked would especially. Yeah. But now there's, and the reason is because now they have AI that is developed that it rationalizes. There's a new one that's supposed to be a little bit more computing and more powerful. Every AI that I've used it to the limit.
I was just going to ask you, what are the most useful tools? Because you're the person I know that is the most tech savvy.
Thank you.
In terms of everybody kind of knows, but you actually use it.
Yeah, I take
what are the like the 3 to 5 most useful technologically advanced things that you use to help you do your job?
Photoshop with the auto generate feature is just mind bending. I can't
really.
Every time I go in there and I edit a new picture, I cannot believe this. If I'll use that feature 10 times in one day. At the end of each time, all 10 times, I will say, I can't believe this is unbelievable. So that one of them, ChatGPT 4, so pay for it. You know, the free one is cool.
ChatGPT 4.
4, yes.
It's the most advanced one, but it's more like advanced $30 a month.
Talk to me about that.
Absolutely. Yes. But, you know, for anybody listening, it's an amazing way for you to integrate. There's a whole bunch of other companies and apps that integrate ChatGPT into their repertoire systems. To their systems.
I'm about to.
And ChatGPT 4 allows you to integrate some of those other ones. So like you could use DALL-E, which is the auto image generator. So ChatGPT kind of, you know, fuels a lot of those, right?
Yes.
I love Grammarly. I think Grammarly is fantastic.
Ooh, I like Grammarly too.
I think Grammarly is for, you know, exactly what the name would imply, grammar. So it helps you with your verbiage. It helps you with writing. And they have an AI check in there. So if somebody sends you something and you want to see if it was plagiarized already, you could put it in the AI check and it'll run it and see what paragraphs or what words, you know what I'm saying? If it was used by anybody else to help the anti-plagiarism, you know, impacting the marketplace now. So
I ran ChatGPT, my whole book through Grammarly because I think I'm a decent writer, but I'm not a great writer.
Right.
And Grammarly went through my book and kind of edited it.
Yeah, Grammarly is ignorant.
That is cool.
Yes. And Writer, I think Writer is fun as well.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yeah, Grammarly. Well, I pay for my grammar. I pay for all. Let me say this. I try using them all free.
Mm-hmm.
And once I push the free limits to the max.
Then you pay for it.
Then I pay for it. If the free one was something to my liking, then I'm going to pay for the whole kit and caboodle. So any program that I'm telling you about, I've invested in, it gets a little costly, but there are, it's the cost of doing business. Agreed. So the Adobe Cloud program may cost you $22 a month, but you get Adobe on the go for your phone and Adobe on the computer at home.
Thank you for that.
So there's a lot of different programs that you guys can use and pay for.
Do you use Notion or Slack? Do you use any of the communication? I do too. I use Notion.
No. MailTrack is probably the most.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Make sure you open his emails because he tracks. Yeah. You know.
That's probably the one that I would rely on the most.
Even on vacation, I opened your emails.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes. Yep. I get a notification, and to me, I want to be the guy that if I send you something, I want you to open it. And
of course.
You can't know what, if we're talking about building an empire and you're not opening the stuff that we're addressing, then that's a problem.
One time for Kingpin, working on something really cool with him and Tony, Rari Record Pool. And see, I got a little frustrated, not with you guys, obviously, but Kingpin sent me some stuff and I sent it to, you know, people who I admire, and nobody sent me anything that I needed
to participate.
And I was like, wow.
But later on
down the line, you're going to need this.
Yes.
And then you're going to say, hey, Ferrari.
You didn't tell me.
What's up, bro?
Yeah.
Bro, I need. And I'm looking at you like, I literally just sent this to you 2 years ago. You were so behind.
Yeah.
And now you want to participate in the participation? No.
You know, I
the answer is going to be no. And then I'm going to be, oh, Ferrari, gatekeeper.
No.
You know.
No.
At the end of the day, everybody gets an opportunity. We all get the same 24 hours. You know, and even with that particular situation, nobody asked us to do that. That was something that this is my friend. Aside from being a colleague, aside from being a peer in the music business, this is a friend. Same way you're a friend. And if there's something that I feel that my friend could use and I can contribute to, and he didn't have to ask and he needed, that's my gift to you. Keep doing business. Stay in business. Become the biggest and the best because I have access to you. And that makes me powerful.
Yes.
I have access to you. And that makes me powerful. I have access to Bigger Rankin. I have access to Tony Neal. And there is my power. So when it comes time to do for my guys, my core DJs, my Ferrari Simmons, my Wendy Day, or our clients, or our mutual clients, we got to over-deliver, baby, because that's how we stay in business.
Yep.
Mm. That's how all of us stay in business. And these guys,
under-promise, we over-deliver.
They don't understand the value of that, bro. Yeah. They want to be mad. And they want to call you a hater. Look, case in point, in helping Ferrari with this task, one of the so-called DJs, I went to go find to help him. I'm blocked. So I can't get any pictures.
What?
So, but after I find out I'm blocked, I don't just throw my hands up and be abroad about it. I went and I found the picture and still did what I had to do. Because it's not about personal.
Right.
You made it personal. Right. I would hate to know how you would feel knowing that the person you blocked still helped you.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's a man issue.
That's crazy.
That's what Kingpin brings to the table. Crazy. And that's why I am as passionate.
The person you still helped you.
Yes.
You still tried. You blocked me not because of an experience or because of interaction, but because your friends, and I get it, a friend of my enemy is also my enemy. You believed or someone told you about an experience and you based what I bring to the table off of that. And all I've ever wanted to do with the cheat code or with anything that I do is help. I want to be better than I was when I got involved with it. And I think if I can do that, then I've established a value for myself that I can come on any team and bring value to it. I think that's worth more than me saying I'm the best in my field.
Yeah.
I think me being able to come in and make us the best is more valuable than me saying I'm the best. Because I believe us being the best, there's longevity there. There's a dynasty there. There's something that our kids will have to be able to talk about around the campfire. Just me, that dies when I die. That ends when I end. So, I never wanted to be that guy. And I just used that as an example. I told Ferrari, do not tell him that I know I blocked. Yeah. Do not tell him to unblock me.
Yeah.
Just when he asks you, say who did it, because I want him to know it's got to suck to be a hater. It's got to suck for you to make that decision and know that the person that you blocked still wants you to win, because that's all I want for all of the young brothers and sisters to watch the show. Whether you like me or not, I want you to win. Do you know what the best payback in the world is? Success.
Yeah.
Hate me so much you get mad and do it the right way. Mission accomplished. I did my job. You got so mad at me talking loud at you. You got so mad at me fussing. You went and put out a hit record and made $1 million. I did what I had to do then, bro.
Exactly.
Gotcha. I mean, I say this all the time. I would love to be wrong. Prove me wrong.
Me too. I love when I'm wrong because I got to go back to the drawing board.
Because
now I've learned.
And I got to adjust.
Yep.
And I will adjust.
Yeah. I think being wrong is it's like now learning is fun. Being wrong is not a problem, bro. It's the confirmation bias. It's thinking, swearing up and down that you're right. And not being able to see or wanting to see any of the facts around it, just so hell bent on where you stand that you eliminate everything else. I think therein is the insanity, and that's
agreed.
We deal with that problem with a lot of people. But
are there any tech things that you left out? I want to come back to that because
Adobe, I need new Grammarly, stuff. Writer,
I need new stuff.
ChatGPT 4 definitely. If you haven't tinkered with Gemini, get in there. I have an AI. Gemini is it's Bard revamped. I get an email that I'm going to send you guys.
Okay.
So you guys can sign up for it. And you guys are going to love it. Are you ready for the name of it?
Yes.
There's an AI for that. I get it every single day.
That's the name of it.
That's the name of the newsletter. It's called There's an AI for That.
And there probably is.
And they give you a break. There is an AI for everything. And they give you a breakdown of the top AIs for the day. And then they give you access to the developers. So for example, Kingpin was looking on and I can tell it now because our clients are there. One of our clients went to South by Southwest and I told them to do the parking tickets. Now, in order to make it look like an authentic parking ticket, it couldn't have no big QR code because parking tickets don't have a big QR code. They have a rectangle QR code. Well, did you know that there's a company that makes rectangle QR codes?
Oh, I did not know this.
You would have never known if you hadn't gone and opened the newsletter. So, again,
awesome.
All of the information that we need is available to us if we just open our emails and sign up to the things that get delivered to us. There is somebody that wants to share the information that you're looking for. They want to share it as bad as you want it.
Mm. Right.
And what you guys have to do is find a way to connect. And if you're not getting those email news blasts when we were starting the website Ferrari, man, where do we get our first record crate? This is the craziest thing in the world, how the universe works. Where do we get our first record crates to get all the websites? It gets records going up. And in the midst of that, out of nowhere, I get an email with 78 gigabytes worth of music. I asked Rory, did you send this? Rory said no. I asked Tony, did you send this? Tony said no. I asked the company, did you send this? They said, bro, I just seen your name on Instagram and thought that you had to have this. So I wanted to send it to you so you
That's
can have
so
it.
Awesome.
Literally the day that we were helping design it, the universe. It's what happens when you open your inbox, man. And if you go to places where people where people congregate that do the same thing you do, and you guys have a common interest, you're gonna find out, bro, that there may have been an electrician in there that's also an artist. And there may be a plumber who's also a producer.
Yes.
And there may be a chef who's also a photographer. And these guys come together and they congregate and you may be able to make all of the things happen that you wanted to because you started to congregate and meet in places where creative people started to gather at.
It's
and that doesn't
community.
Have to be a club, man. It's called the community.
It's mm-hmm. called
it doesn't have community. To be the bar, man. It could be anywhere. If you guys can find a mutual place. I think the Gathering Spot in Atlanta was doing sometimes their resourcing or their networking events. Tampa Mystic had the speed networking events at one time. There needs to be some of that going on in the city. I was going to do it, remember?
Yes.
Breakfast and Business. We was going to do it.
Yes.
We're going to have people meet us at restaurants just so we can network with each other because where is the happy hour for industry professionals?
There is none.
There is none.
There is none, man. And we don't get together and we don't get to rub
elbows. It's online. Which kind of sucks because
we need to bring that back. That may something we could do together as the cheat code.
I like that.
Maybe something once a month or once bi-monthly or something, a kind of a network mixer where it's like we just want people to come together and network. I don't want the music
and
to be louder
ideas.
Than conversations.
Mm-mm.
I want it to be a vibe. I want people to come in, swap business cards. What do you do? How can you help me? How can I help each other? And because that's what it's going to take for us. We, all of us, the community. We got to rally behind somebody like we did with LaRussell and like we're doing with countless other artists that we like. We got to find somebody locally and we got to rally around them and we got to get them through and vice versa. And as soon as they get to the other side, they got to pay it forward and come back around. And there has to be a way that we can do this because we're doing it with the podcast. We're 104, 106, 7 episodes in. 2-year commitment doing this, man. We're this is what we're going to do. Now we need to find the way to get more people together that want to do this with us. Everybody
Agreed.
Wants to get interviewed. We need to figure something out. Rory said something about the Duncan room or something. I don't know. Just chill. Play around.
Yes, we'll figure it out.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Big time.
Another live show.
Yeah. If we're still here, if they don't give us the boot, because, you know, I've been here cussing and drinking up their coffee.
Yeah.
I haven't started putting
there my There has been worse. Trust me. This is very clean.
I love it. I love it, man. I appreciate iHeart opening up doors to us and you know, Rari campaigning for us.
Yeah.
And
thank
getting
you.
Us the opportunity to come in here and
Stink up the joint.
You guys don't see the camera switches, but there's like cameras everywhere in this piece. So no matter where I look, I should be looking forward.
There's
so I don't know.
Seven cameras on us.
Yeah,
right
there's
now.
A whole bunch of them. So
yeah.
Hey man, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
iHeart. Download the app.
Cheat code.
Listen to the cheat code on the iHeart Radio app. Cheat code podcast.